Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
It may seem like the start of school is still a ways away, but Omaha Public Schools is getting a jump start on their transportation plan. The school district is giving their bus contractor, Student Transportation of America, additional time to hire bus drivers for the fall by providing route information earlier than ever before. So 2 months before school got back in, they gave them the routes. They're going to do a run through in early August to be ready for the big rollout when school goes back in session August 17th.
And they say they got a streamlined, simple number if you've got issues that you call, and it's going to be bilingual, so it'll be in Spanish. And
great.
You know how they put the snow plows on that website where you can watch it? Remember that? I don't know if that still exists. They should just do that with the buses. You know, so you can track it a little bit.
I wonder if it's a privacy thing, but it is surprising that there aren't like cameras that parents can't check in and be like, okay, or like even like little monitors where you can see like, you know, your Uber's coming, like the bus is coming, like your driver's going to be Jake and he is 3 minutes away. The bus is coming. I mean, I would think they'd have those sensors on them.
Proprietary software that everyone now uses any kind of travel.
And again,
that is the brilliant thing about a smartphone that we forget, we always say that, you know, they're turning us into idiots, but this smartphone turns a car into an earning machine.
Oh, you bet.
I mean, the brilliance of it.
Yeah.
Thinking back in the day, like a cab or a bus, you had to put the machinery on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all you just need is, it's not even hardware. It's just a piece of code.
Yeah.
So bizarre. Just dings and then you're ready to go.
Well, you think that there could almost be a system of having that software for making carpooling more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think in bigger cities they have
things like
that.
To fill holes, fill gaps.
Yeah, but I think they do have, I've heard of like in bigger cities like Los Angeles and things like where carpooling is a real issue, there are ways, like sites where it's like, hey, I'm in your neighborhood and you can sign up.
Why don't you guys just pair up?
Right, and then people will do that because it really does become like
ride
responsibility.
Sharing.
Yeah, ride sharing.
You think ride sharing in the future will be very green and wanted?
Yeah. I think it is in cities where the snarl of traffic really is. I mean, we're so
blessed. They have one
here,
though. They have a parking you can park out west and then jump on the thing.
But this is like people, like it's a network of people that like, I think we had it here too, where you could talk and be like, okay, hi, my name's Molly and I live out in West Omaha and I work downtown. Who else? Anybody? Let's switch off I'll drive 1 week, you drive the next. Carpool. It's carpool for big people. Oh, man, I got to do carpool pickup this week. What a hassle. Police are searching for the person responsible for Omaha's latest homicide, 40-year-old Billy Walker. He was shot and killed last Friday at the Caravelle Apartments near Benson Gardens Boulevard and Miami Plaza. He leaves behind four children and a granddaughter. Anybody with information is asked to contact the authorities. You can also contact Crime Stoppers. The number is 402-444-STOP, and it is anonymous. For the next couple of weeks, the zoo is opening an hour early. It's all to kind of help beat the heat. The Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium are going to open its north and south entrances at 8 a.m. through July 23rd. So the Skyfari, the railroad, the giraffe feeding station, the lemur walk, those will all open at 9 a.m.
What happened out there yesterday? Something weird happened?
It was Saturday. A girl, so they've got that new children's adventure trails, and they've got part of it closed off because a girl did the shipwreck slide and broke her leg.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. It's still a work in progress. Zoo officials say that the child was seriously injured. It happened this Saturday. So I guess the children's adventure trails, you know, it opened in late June and they had the zoo risk assessment manager come out and everything got signed off on, but they've been slowly working on things like lowering stuff or
it's like a jungle gym in the zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
They've got 12 play facilitators that are on duty to keep an eye on the kids, but this girl must have just come down the slide and hit it weird.
People get hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just it. They get hurt anywhere.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's the zoo. They take this stuff really seriously. I mean, they're not shirking their responsibility, but they're closing it down so they can figure out what they did. But I guess since they opened, they've been making minor adjustments. I guess that there were, like, trails that they changed. There was a spider web that the height they brought down because it was too tall. Like, they've been making things to adapt to, like, okay, now that this is actually in real use. But, yeah, part of it's closed. But it's also so hot. Yeah. Like, oh, my gosh. Everybody's going to want to be, like, the water station. The developer behind Nebraska Crossing Outlet Malls, Rod Yates, he filed his latest plans. It's a revamp of the Crossroads Mall area. It was an application for tax increment financing, and it happened yesterday. Yates says he's getting the TIF funding for the project. It'll be well worth it. The space near 72nd and Dodge would have retail, restaurants, housing. If approved, demolition could begin later this year.
So it's going to be a lot like Midtown Crossing and Exarban, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, but I wonder if the footprint's even bigger.
Yeah, oh gosh, I'm sure.
You know?
Yeah, but looks like they're going to use the whole area and some.
Thankfully, Charleston's is saying, yeah. and Target. Those are like the two bookends where I'm like, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Authorities are searching for answers today after a tragic military plane crash in Mississippi. It killed at least 16 people. It happened yesterday. The Marine Corps KC-130, it took off from North Carolina and it went down just north of about 85 miles north of Jackson in the Mississippi Delta. Investigators say that the ammunition-filled plane might have exploded in the air. Fiery debris scattered for miles. The FBI is on the scene, but there's no indication so far that the crash was anything other than an accident. They don't suspect foul play or anything like that. They just had the FBI to make sure it's, you know, it's federal. It's across state lines. And there is the most breathtaking feature of the next generation iPhone that everyone's talking about. Is its price tag. $1,200 is what the iPhone 8 is rumored to be setting customers back. Developers say that the front of this new iPhone device will be all touchscreen. It's trying to challenge competing smartphones. The new iPhone is expected this fall, just 10 years after the first iPhone launched the smartphone movement. And a rare collection of centuries-old alcohol was found in New Jersey, and it could be opened soon.
Wouldn't it be bad?
No, that's what they're going to find out. So this guy, he worked at the Liberty Hall Museum in Union, New Jersey, stumbled across old bottles when they opened crates that were lying around in the cellar, like they were just cleaning up stuff. And among the findings were this Madeira wine from 1796 and glass jugs with liquor and spirits from the 1820s.
Jugs.
Mm-hmm. Now, Madeira wine was really popular during the time because it doesn't usually spoil and it can be shipped long distances. So that was like its big deal.
So this is ultimate chest right here.
What kind of wine is that?
It's kind of sweeter. It's Spanish. It's almost like a port. It's almost like a port type of deal. The owners of the museum said that they haven't decided whether they'll open the booze, but wine experts say that the alcohol could be worth anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 a bottle.
Oh, they should open up one.
I know. Wouldn't you just want to like take a look?
Yeah, just hurry up. I love that line. And you remember that movie, that Alexander Payne movie, Sideways? He's got really good bottles of wine that he doesn't want to open because he's waiting around for a special occasion.
That
remember,
and
Maya goes, the special occasion will be the day you open the bottle.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's the special occasion.
Yeah.
So he's like at a Burger King and he pops the bottle and pours it into a plastic cup.
Oh.
Do you remember? Did you ever see Sideways?
Yes, no, I know, but it's still just like anybody who like plastic cup. Prime Day is here. Shoppers with the Amazon app are tracking deals. You can sign up for alerts to remind you. You can get products all the time. There's going to be more than 100,000 deals as often as every 5 minutes.
That's sad, 100,000 deals, but maybe 10 that even
move the needle for
you.
Yeah,
I mean, not even that. So
To roll out Amazon Prime Day, they were selling a 55-inch 4K television, smart TV, for $300. It was gone pretty fast.
Right now, you can get a 55-inch 4K Ultra HD smart LED TV from Sony for $500. Normally, $800. Half price. Amazon. Now, these are their prices. Right. You know how sometimes when they're saying it's a 37% markdown from what they charge. But I don't know. That's one of the big deals that they're offering right now. It's good for another 17 hours.
Or until they sell out.
Sony 55-inch 4K Ultra HD Smart LED TV. $500. 55 inches.
55-inch television.
When it comes to ladies in the workplace and being the boss, there's something that a woman can do in order to give herself maybe a little bit of an advantage. Show more cleavage. This is so
Hey, you know what? I have a question real quick. Just thinking out loud here. Do the other stores today price match? Because a lot of stores in town price match Amazon.
They do?
Do they price match? Oh, yeah. Fernie Mart's pretty good.
Are
they
really?
To survive. You can go in there, stores where you show the coupon or whatever, and I'm curious if they would if anyone price matches, if anyone knows.
Yeah, give us a call.
Will they price match on Amazon Prime Day?
I didn't know they'd price matched Amazon Prime. I knew that it had to be like another store.
Or just Amazon.
Amazon? Hmm.
Yeah, they got to stay alive. You'll go under. I mean, you gotta they're the big behemoth.
Oh.
You'll take a little piece off it to get. They want to get your sale. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows what the markup is on all these things? I don't think it's that lean.
No, it's not. Not if you're able to dump it for that price. I mean, come on. All right. But what's up with the bosses?
Oh yeah. So, a revealing study has shown that women who show more cleavage in the workplace are seen as better bosses and appear more powerful than their counterparts who tend to button up. I guess loosening the top few buttons. Gave the women an appearance of being more forceful, especially for female colleagues. Outcome surprised a lot of researchers who had, you know, thought that maybe ladies that showed a little bit more weren't taken as seriously, but it like apparently it shows that she's got take charge attitude.
Maybe this reminds me of that Jennifer Aniston in Horrible Bosses.
Oh, she had that really, really plunging. I know. It's
you don't really see anyone show cleavage.
No.
I mean,
women get shamed. I mean, they'll get shamed by either other women or their boss.
Well, these are women that are bosses. I mean, they're saying if you're the boss.
But they still have to adhere to the same HR rules.
Yeah.
And it's probably even more on them to. Mm-hmm.
I guess dressing provocatively can have negative consequences, like what you're talking about.
I'm sure once you're a boss, you can't ever dress provocatively because you're a moving target. The whole thing with HR violations is when there's a power dynamic. Two equals, it's not as big of a deal, but definitely when there's a boss underling.
Yeah, that's when it becomes.
You know, I'm some guy who's like, she dresses like that because of me.
God, creep.
I'm sure they have to take all this stuff serious. That's what sucks. I feel sorry for HR people sometimes.
Never can have a sense of humor.
They can't. I mean, they have to. I'm sure they do have senses of humor.
Outside.
They just have to check it at the door when they're wearing their HR hat.
You bet.
Because jackasses like me can go in and go, Molly dresses sexy because she's coming on to me every day and it makes me really uncomfortable because I don't like her. And they can't laugh me out of the room.
Right.
They have to go, okay, we're going to take this serious and they make fun of you behind your back.
And most likely you're the third person, you've been there three times already.
For other things.
You mean
the
person that complains all the time?
Absolutely.
Right. It's always squeaky wheel kind of people.
So,
anyway,
stop dressing sexy to try to get some of that.
I wish that they could wear, obviously.
Yes.
Cleavage. I mean, isn't that sort of sad?
Yes, you got them.
Can't accentuate whatever gifts any of us have.
Yeah. I think there gets certain point where. You it's like you feel almost silly. Like it's like you almost like age out sometimes of certain ways of dressing.
Yeah. You should go back and watch Mad Men on Netflix.
Oh, it's free Slurpee
Party,
Day.
It'll just make you mad at your dad.
Oh, I'll bet.
That they lived in that generation. They had it made.
Yeah. Like a Molly goes some cleavage to go,
hey, it's Slurpee Day.
It just popped up. I just got like
that
a thing
seem
like
free Slurpee and cleavage goes well
it's
together. 7-11. You can spill that.
I didn't. It's 7-Eleven.
It's their anniversary.
It's a hot day.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, people, free Slurpee Day. Squirrel.
They're so funny. Love you guys. Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
This is Ella.
Hi, Ella. What's up? What can we do for you?
Hey, I just wanted to chime in about men's socks and the new fake craze that's going to happen in there. My husband is a huge sock fan. And about 5 years ago, his company went from men having to wear ties to not having to wear ties. And he found that wearing socks novelty socks and superhero socks and chicken and waffle socks with his new fashion statement.
Really? The new tie. The sock is the new tie.
Yep, yep. And he loves it. I mean, he loves that he gets to change it every day. And, I mean, he belongs to the Sock of the Month Club.
Does he really?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, for $250, he gets to choose a pair of socks every month for a year.
How much?
That's a pretty cheap Christmas present.
How much a month?
$250 for the year.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So $10, a little over $10 a
month.
So bad.
But it's the new fashion statement, I think, instead of tie.
No, it'd be like 20-some bucks a month.
Okay.
So like,
you're right.
Still cheaper than a good tie.
Right. No, I mean, ties are like, I remember going and buying like my first grown-up tie for, I think, my dad or my husband. And, you know, they picked it up and set it aside. And I was like, yeah, I'll get you a tie and some other stuff. And I was like, What did angels make this? Was this fabricated out of unicorn hair?
Gold?
Like, you're like, what do I get $50 back with this purchase? Yeah, they're right. Really expensive. But how much are these socks?
You know, so probably $20 a piece, you know, a pair.
Okay, so like when you do the subscription, I know it's like 20 some, I mean, it's like 20 or whatever, but I just was wondering if the going rate of like if you were to walk into a Von Maur or something and like pick up a sock, like is it $20 a pair?
Closer probably to 30 there.
Okay.
But typically that's not where I shop. This is going to make you laugh.
Where?
Hy-Vee has novelty socks.
Hy-Vee socks, huh?
Hy-Vee, you can get them with chicken and waffles and sharks.
That's fun.
Oh, really? I would love to get sharks. I'm telling you, I actually look forward to when I think I only have two specialty socks.
I don't
you like
any.
Them?
Oh. One's got this one's, and these are my bears. I don't even know what the hell the animal is. I think it's a dog or something on the other one. But you know, when you come into your sock rotation, I only put these on when I'm out of regular white socks.
Do you not is it because you don't like these?
Well, they're probably a little hot for the summer, but
But
when you're putting them on, there's kind of like, oh, I'm putting my bears on.
Yeah.
Like, can I make sure I put them on the right foot? I never ever pay attention to putting socks on.
Yeah.
And then this morning I had to make sure I had my bears on the right side so their faces are on the outside.
See,
there you go.
Got my bear. Cast my bears on the outside.
But for wintertime, like if, okay, let's say this was winter and it wasn't 100 million degrees outside, would you be excited to have more fun socks in your rotation?
I think I would, absolutely.
Like it felt like putting on a tie. I felt like putting on a tie. I'm like, I got my bears out. Like,
I've never thought about
that. They're in there growling.
I don't have any socks. I have my favorites, but they have nothing on them. I mean, in the summer, wintertime, I have the, you know, like a furry soft ones, but they're not, I mean,
very manly. Compression socks are so in that even in the summer, guys wear socks on in shorts.
Yeah.
I mean, compression socks are such an in thing that I would almost think that fashion compression socks is probably a thing.
Now, what do compression socks do?
It's good for your circulation.
Okay.
You're supposed to wear them on definitely on flights.
Okay.
But a lot of the fitness people wear them all the time. You go to a gym. We never go, but when guys work out, everybody wears compression socks. It's good for your circulation.
Well, my husband wears M&M socks.
Like M&M, like you eat, or like the
peanut M&M ones. Yeah, you can get all sorts of novelty socks.
Okay. I think that's fun. My husband is sort of like Diana Ross when we go on vacation. Anyway, like he's like a million costume changes. I do not want to add high-end socks to the rotation. It will absolutely cripple me. So let's just keep this between us and everybody listening and not tell Peter about the fancy socks.
I think we're going to tell him that you just called him Diana Ross.
I'm going to text him right now, actually.
On the radio. My husband is kind of like Diana Ross.
Really?
With the costume changes. What are you talking about?
He's just always, you know, switching things up. Do you think I should wear this? I mean, like, he's just always got
Diana
like a...
Diana!
Like, he packs too much?
Wow. No, he's a smart packer, but he's constantly got like a rotation of wardrobes. Okay. Like, I'm like, weren't
like
you
before
something
you guys
earlier?
Go out, he's like, there's going to be a lot of Merlot there.
That's exactly... Like he's like, I think I'm gonna go change my shirt. I'm always like, are you gonna change your top? He's like, Mom, but he's like, Molly, it's a shirt. Guys, don't wear tops.
Hey, thank you so much for calling and sharing. That's interesting.
Have a great day.
Hey, thank you, sweetie. Are you gonna change your top?
And he's like, Molly.
It's a shirt.
It's a shirt. And stop telling our son that he's wearing comfy pants.
God,
that's what girls wear when they feel bloated.
Is there no Is there a club for everything now?
Yes.
But our question with all these are, is that just a thing now? Is that sustainable?
Yeah.
So I wonder, the trunk clubs and stuff are still really probably only maybe 5 years old at the extreme, but probably most of them are like a year, 2 years old.
I don't understand
the
how like
clothes clubs.
Clothes clubs. I think sock clubs could probably have longevity on account of the fact that socks wear out. I mean, there is, I mean, especially, I don't know what, how well made these novelty socks are. Like,
yeah.
And you probably want to switch things up. But I also, I'm always wondering like the shave club. I'm like, how often can you get new shave stuff?
All right, so I don't shave as much anymore, and people gave me shave cream too for, I think, Christmas. I'm like, I don't
hint,
shave.
Hint,
right.
I don't think it was a gift. I think it was a suggestion.
No, but it was the over-the-top, the brush.
Oh, that's what it is, the brush with the
and
thing
the goose
and the string.
And the stuff, and it's like, mm-hmm. That's a gift for someone where you're like, I don't even know what to buy you.
Absolutely. You get that on the way out of Yonkers or something.
But back in the day, and I still have the razors, they are expensive. The ads are brilliant. If you've seen the ads marketed to men, when you go to your store and you want to buy the razors, mm-hmm. they're in a bulletproof locked
compartment expensive.
And they're crazy expensive. So they're not only too expensive, they're really hard to get to, and it's just frustrating. That is a really smart marketing to just ship them to your house.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Dollar Shave Club, it's super cheap, and they ship
good
them to
know.
You. It's already taken out the middleman. That's a completely effective industry.
That's smart.
That I do not think will go away.
I feel like beer clubs are sustainable because you're always, I mean, you're going to drink
clubs?
The product.
I just saw
panty
it's a club. Secret panty club.
No. I don't want somebody to like throw me a pair of underwear every month.
Okay.
Would your husband like it? It's like new sexy underwear.
Oh, yeah.
A different pair. Like, they should market that to men.
Probably.
That we could pick the underwear that you get sent to every month.
My girlfriend has like a lingerie deal.
Dollar
with her
panty
husband.
Club.
She has a lingerie club?
Yeah, well, like every
dollar
month.
Panty
every,
dollar panty club?
Dollar panty club.
Every month they do a date night. And he gets her a new piece of lingerie.
Let's market Molly's new dollar panty club.
The dollar panty club.
Hey, guys!
Gross.
Dollar
make
panty
the sound.
Club.
Make the sound. Play the sound.
Make the sound. That's the bloomer club.
Play the
Molly's dollar
bloomer
club.
Dropping, yeah.
And they're just 1980s white lady underwear.
They go up like halfway
the
up my
the bloomer back. Club. Oh, she dropped them.
Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Hot Summer Anthem from Demi Lovato. Sorry, not sorry. That's not what we're saying to construction guys today. We really are sorry.
I hate that term, though, by the way. Sorry, not sorry.
So sassy.
But this is supposed to be her shooting back at her haters. Sounds like she kind of stole this from Beyonce, right?
Yeah, this sounds very like
Beyonce put out a Sorry Not Sorry.
Sorry Not Sorry. It's got a good beat. I like it. It definitely makes you want to wag your finger at somebody. Sorry Not Sorry.
Sorry Not Sorry.
Sorry. Well, that's the thing is that Beyonce has that song on Lemonade.
Yeah, and what's the name of the song?
Sorry. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Nah, they're gonna have issues with
I'm
that,
not
I'm
sorry. She goes, no, hell no.
Isn't this a little close?
A little close.
I guess we're gonna find out.
We should pull up Sorry Not Sorry and you can hear the different, the play-by-play, the side-by-side.
You mean sorry?
Beyonce's sorry.
Yeah,
you'll
okay.
be able to hear, like...
From Queen Bey?
Mm-hmm.
From Bey.
Bey. If you want to watch the Floyd Mayweather Jr. Conor McGregor fight, you start saving your pennies now. August 26, $89.95. That's how much it's going to cost if you want to watch it live. Same price as the massively overhyped Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. The steep fee may have something to do with the fact that Mayweather owes a bunch of back taxes. So they're saying that he's jacking up the price so he can
get paid. Yeah, how much is it again?
$89.95.
Oh, that seems about right, though. I mean,
that's how much the Pacquiao won, but people were so... Remember how angry people were?
Well,
you
accidentally lost my money. That was $50.
I mean, you were so pissed about that. I always think about how you accidentally...
I accidentally pushed the button. I just wanted to see the price.
We grew up on the Tyson years where you would...
That's 50 bucks.
You'd drop 50 and the fight would be over in 30 seconds.
Yeah, the pizza hadn't even been delivered for like the fight food.
When's the fight?
It's August 26th.
That's going to be a big fight.
Mm-hmm. August 26th.
That's Crawford.
That's coming. The tickets go on sale this Saturday, by the way, for Crawford
fight.
That's
next month, too.
Yeah.
Update on that.
It's in August.
So. What do you guys think? Who's going to win that?
Crawford.
I mean, obviously, Crawford's going to win, but
Pacquiao.
I'm saying...
Pacquiao's not fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing if he won.
Not
he's
Pacquiao.
Not...
You're talking
McGregor?
About
Sam McGregor or Mayweather.
Mayweather will beat
him. Mayweather, right?
Oh, gosh,
Pull up what Vegas says.
Okay. All right. I'll look it up.
So HBO is debuting the first teaser for Curb Your Enthusiasm after 6 years. It's coming back October 1st. So if you're a fan of Larry David's autobiographical sitcom, you are in for a treat. HBO is bringing it back. This is the first episode since 2011.
If you were ever a fan of Seinfeld, you'd be a fan of this. Mm-hmm. I always tell our boss, Mark, is obsessed with Seinfeld reruns. And I'm like, you're cheating yourself by not going... And watching Curb Your Enthusiasm because it's going right to the source.
Yeah.
It's going right to Larry David.
I mean, I have a hard time watching it because there was that buffer with Seinfeld where you're like, well, this is obviously make-believe, you know, because it was like jokey. But I have such a hard time with Curb Your Enthusiasm because it feels like it's just a camera crew following him. And you're like, you're really doing these awful things.
Basically, Jerry Seinfeld and George were sort of a hybrid of one man who's the executive producer, Larry David.
Yeah. The writer, executive producer.
All right, the odds Floyd's to win. Pretty good odds, too, that he's going to take him to the woods.
Oh, take that bet. And yesterday we reported that one of the stars of True Blood died, the Nelson Ellis. And the deal was that at the time they were kind of quiet about the reasons for his passing away. But they're saying it was heart failure caused by alcohol withdrawal complications. I guess he kept it quiet for a long time. Family issued a statement saying that Ellis was really ashamed of his addiction, and they were reluctant to talk about it. But his family thought that this would be an opportunity to be a cautionary tale to people to help others. But he was just 39 years old. And I mean, that was one of those surprise moments where you got the news and you're like, are you serious? I mean, 39. It's a young man.
The theme song to that... to True Blood was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never got into the dang thing.
Oh, I love it.
You would have. It was women got. Weird. I was dating a girl at the time, so she pulled
women.
Me in.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I tried to watch it.
It was the sexy version of it. Mm-hmm. Came out of Twilight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he.
It was a great theme.
And every shadow filled up with.
I say, every show I fall in love with always has a great. Theme song. Isn't that weird?
Another HBO
show. It's crazy to look through these photos of Nelson Ellis because he was so flamboyant on the show.
At Merlot's.
I'm looking at all these different... God, what a crazy handsome guy. Like, seriously, like, suit and tie, hat, I mean...
Well, and if you watched True Blood, he was a pretty badass character because he was this flamboyant... gay guy who was a rock star. Like, he was really tough.
Yeah.
And stood up for Anna Paquin's character.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He was, like, one of the most likable guys on that show. Because if you watch True Blood, you constantly wanted to slap her.
Oh, she was always making bad
And I
choices.
Didn't really like the male lead.
No. And now they're married.
Anna Paquin
and
that life? Guy.
Yes. If you watch the show, it was kind of gross because really doing it. Yes. But Lafayette was actually probably one of the most likable characters on the show.
That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
From the Eat Fit Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.